Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
IU football coach Tom Allen met with the media on Monday to assess his team's performance at Penn State and draw up a new blueprint moving forward, including a new quarterback.
Proud of our team's response yesterday, coming back from a disappointing performance at Penn State. Good practice yesterday and good meetings to be able to get refocused. Just addressing in our meetings and in our practice, special teams, poor performance that we had in that area was things we got to get corrected. Ball security was a big emphasis. Creating takeaways on our side defensively. 21 points off of those turnovers is really frustrating and disappointing and needs to get corrected. I feel like that our guys mentally were ready to play and did not execute the opening kickoff. That's a really momentum killer, you know, the opening play of the game. And that to me is inexcusable. Had to address personnel on there, made some changes with that.
But the biggest personnel change and adjustment will come at the quarterback position.
To me, the biggest thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be making a change at quarterback. Peyton Ramsey is going to be named the starter as of today. Met with both young men last night. And as you look back at the first four games and where we're at and our ability to move the football and score points and build a team around whoever I feel gives us the best opportunity to have success on game day. I feel like, and our staff feels like, that Peyton Ramsey is the person for that responsibility. And so he's going to be our starting quarterback. Rich will be a great teammate and will continue to work really hard and be ready to go when called upon. That's, to me, a very important decision we're making and excited about moving forward with what Peyton can do.
The Hoosiers welcome in Charleston Southern 3:30 Saturday on the Big Ten Network. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
After 10 matches, the Indiana Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley are ranked number one in America. They're scoring goals and not giving up many. He addressed his team's first half performance yesterday as he met with the media.
Obviously excited for the match against Evansville, big rival of the program. For many of you that have been around since the 80s, this is our historical rival. So excited for that. Most importantly, you know, we just got over the halfway point of the season. Objectives for this team are being met. We're feeling good about where we are at 8-0-2, not only with results, but performance. And we have to use those hand in hand. And the performance that we're seeing on both sides of the ball have been very good. The areas that we need improvement, we're seeing that throughout the matches, and the training intensity and the ability to know this team has a great growth mindset. They're not sitting back and just enjoying their results so far. They want more. It's a really hungry, driven, very motivated group. Where we are, we reflect briefly and then we look forward. That's kind of the mindset of this team. So as a coach, you love that because you often worry about the mentality in a game that you feel that everyone else says you should win, like the last match, and that was a get after it, we want to do something against Santa Clara, nothing but a trap game for us, not that mentality. So I'm really pleased with that.
5-0 over Santa Clara. That's what Coach is happy about. Coach will also be happy that both of his boys scored last night for Bloomington South. The Panthers 5-0 winners over Terre Haute South. The Yeagley boys, Ben and Grant, both scoring in the first half to give South a 2-0 lead. They went on to a 5-0 win. Sadly for North, their season comes to an end. They were 1-1 after extra time and lost to Martinsville in penalties 5-3. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.